matter who goes here?
I don't think it does.
All right,
no.
Then why don't you go?
Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we quench our thirst with something orange, cold, and delicious.
Oh, is it an orange whip?
Nope.
Orange Julius?
Nope.
Orange IPA?
Nope.
Orange Alexander?
Orange Alexander? Orange Alexander? Three Orange Alexanders. Hey, Patrick, it is now November.
Yeah, it is.
So when we enter a new month, or when we get around to it in the new month.
That's right.
We talk about new music that we liked from the last month.
Last month.
Right?
Yeah, just stuff that came out that month.
So the month before November is October.
Yeah, Rocktober. Right? Yeah.
Rocktober.
You said it wrong.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Yeah.
Rocktober ended. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm so sad. But I have some new musical discoveries to share from said Rocktober.
Oh, fantastic. Now, can I ask you one quick question? Now that it's November, are you going to go see the Queen movie in the theater?
You know, I don't know about that. I was kind of excited about it because I've never been a huge Queen fan. I don't know about you. They're one of those
kind
fans.
Kind of the same.
But I've become a bigger fan of their music, I think, over the years for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think I'm right there with you. I mean, I'm not like Mike Wagner and I won't do a show like on Brian May or anything.
Yeah, but I really like the actor who's playing Freddie Mercury.
Me too. It's very alluring.
He's the guy from Mr. Robot, which is a great show. But I've seen the reviews and I'm hearing it's not that good.
Right.
So I don't know. What do you think? You gonna go see it?
I think I'm gonna go.
I'm just gonna go
because I like.
You want to see it in the theater, right?
Why not? You know, why not?
You want the spectacle of it? It's
never
Queen.
I never go to the movies anyway. So if there's a rock movie coming out, I should probably go see it.
Well, here's what we'll do. Okay, I got it. You go to the movie, and then you sneak me in through the fire exit.
Perfect.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
And then we can sneak into another theater and see an R-rated movie.
Yeah. Ooh.
That'll be awesome,
I'm really
man.
Going. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, new music.
Yeah, you're up.
October. It's my turn today, and then you're going to go tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to start here with, you know how sometimes we do like the advanced single that we heard, and then we say like the album's coming up later?
Yep.
Well, this is one where I almost played the song when the advanced single came out a couple of months ago.
Okay.
So, I almost played this when we did August new music.
Okay.
But I didn't because I had a couple other things I really wanted to focus on. But now the whole album is out by this artist. And so now I'm going to play this song that I didn't play before.
Great.
You know, I'm just going to play it, but then we'll talk about it.
All right.
One Saturday night, said one dumb me to one clever you under stormy skies. Hey, the power's up on the south side. With my autumn armor on, I had one hand on my cell phone and the other one holding a gun, and I'm clapping on. Guess that's the feeling you get, but you don't know just what it is, just yet. Do you, Mr. President? I don't gamble when I'm in bed, so I'm not placing bets on this working out the way it does on a movie set.
That song is called Normalize, and it is by an artist who goes by the name Alexander Orange Drink.
Mm.
Okay? This is his first solo album. His real name is Alex Zaru Levine.
Okay.
I'm not sure. He's from a band called the So-So Glows. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that band?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. So they're kind of tied in with Titus Andronicus.
Yeah.
They're out of Brooklyn, mm-hmm. So-So Glows, and they were involved in that club Shea Stadium, which I don't think is around anymore. I think it's since it's closed. But anyway, so they come from this sort of New York East Coast kind of punk scene, although that's a little bit different. It's a little bit more of a moodier track.
Remind me of Yola Tango, like kind deeper of. Into movies or something like that. Yeah, really nice.
I like the
way it, for me, that's beautiful because I love that stuff.
I like the way it sort of builds, and it has these, like, the way the other voice will come in, like, really big, you know, in the chorus and things like that. It's really cool. But he took the name Alexander Orange Drink. This is a weird story. He was born in Brooklyn with the rare and life-threatening metabolic disorder homocysturnuria. Mm-hmm. Orange drink is the slang term for the medication he has taken daily since infancy. Wow. How about
that?
So
he has a chronic disease.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
So he's Alexander Orange Drink. And anyway, the whole record is just really well produced and has that, like I said, that kind of moody sound, that the kind of songs you can tell there's a lot of heart and soul that went into these songs. And
sure,
so it's great. So I really like that a lot.
Very cool.
That album is called Babble On, and I'm, again, bending the rules a little bit. It came out the very, very end of September. I'm counting it as an October release.
Yep, totally.
It was September 28th. So Babble On, Alexander Orange Drink, and that song was called Normalized.
Love it.
So there you go.
Great call.
So that's number one.
Sweet. Great shout. I love anything that balances like electric and acoustic guitars like that. It's so cool.
Yeah. And if you listen to it in headphones, you can kind of hear them coming in different channels too. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of bouncing around your head as you hear the vocals sort of kind of cutting through the whole thing. It's really cool. It's
very
really cool sound. All right. Now I am going to play a song. This is, I think, my first repeat of an artist I played before on a new music episode we did.
People are going to stereotype you now.
Yeah. Well, although, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. A while back, I want to say it was toward the beginning of the year, I played a song by an artist called Winter.
Oh, yeah. I love that tune, actually. It was really cool.
And her name is Samira Winter, but she goes by just Winter as a recording artist.
Right.
The song, and I really liked it. I liked it so much, I actually ended up buying the cassette of that album and then giving it to my daughter in college. Do you recall? It was kind of shoegazy, and I really enjoyed that about the song. I really liked that whole album. That was called Ethereality.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I mentioned at that time was that even though she lives in Southern California, I believe, she grew up in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And she has now put out a collaboration record with a band called Triptide, which is a band also out of LA, although I have come to learn they have origins in Bloomington, Indiana.
Wow.
So I like that.
Yeah. And now I'm thoroughly confused.
But this album, it is Winter and Triptides.
Okay.
And the album is called Estrela Magica, and it's in Portuguese.
Okay. I'm so confused right now. I need to lay down for a while.
All right. So there you go. So as I mentioned, she grew up in Brazil. She's now done an album in Portuguese. It turns out this band, Triptides, even though they're an indie pop band, they have some fondness for bossa nova. And so they got together into this collaboration. So, okay, I'll play something, and
Thank you.
We can talk about it. So there you go. That is not shoegaze at all.
Wow. That sounded like bossa nova via Portland. Yep. Portugal and stuff. It really was like a polyglot thing. It was amazing. Yeah.
And what's really cool about this album, Estrella Magica, well, what's really cool is that that has some bossa nova, but then there's some other songs that are more on the like sort of indie rock or indie pop kind of side mixed in with some Brazilian and really Tropicália stuff. There's even like some that have like the fuzz guitar.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And that stuff,
yeah.
right?
Which like is a, Os Mutantes.
Right,
yeah.
right. So there's a lot of different that's kinds of stuff in there. Turns out, you know, when she was young, she listened to her mother. MPB Records, which stands for Música Popular Brasília.
Yeah. It was kind of a niche genre in Brazil, where the pop music market was really big.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man.
So this is really cool. It's a really fun record to listen to.
That's a great shout, too. Jim.
That song that I played was, now, I have not had a chance to really brush up on my Portuguese, so so forgive me. Rayo de Sol, which means sunshine.
Okay.
And that is a song that sounds like sunshine, doesn't
it? Totally. Yeah, and it's interesting. What's the band, Jim? Krubangen or...
The one out of Austin?
Yeah, right? And they've started to populate a little bit of a style now because they play in kind of an eclectic melting pot kind of a style. And I mean, if you're going to have an influence, Tropicália is pretty good.
So I really like this. I like this so much that I actually just today, Patrick, ordered the cassette.
Well, this is weird because I'm going to talk about something tomorrow and I ordered the cassette.
And I'm not giving this cassette to my daughter. This one's staying this one's staying at home.
Me neither.
And I actually ordered it off of Burger Records. Just so you know.
Sweet.
So anyway, there you go. Winter and Triptides.
Yeah. Man, we're getting really like indie rock now.
This is a very eclectic show. Just wait till you hear the cover I'm playing out with, because it's completely different from all this stuff.
All right,
cool. All right. So there you go. So tomorrow's your turn.
Yeah,
right?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. I'll be back. So please send us your suggestions of new music you've been listening to. Call 612-440-1984.
And if you have a band, send us your cassette. We'll listen
to it.
Oh,
yeah. We would love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
we accept cassettes.
Yeah.
The way you can do that is you can email us rock@suburbspod.com and then ask for mailing address and we'll give that to you. And then you can send it to us.
Or it'd be awesome.
Or email us thoughts about new music or other stuff, too. Yeah. That's cool, too.
But if you are sending a cassette, please, two copies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to
I'm just going to say that. I don't want to dub things. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So the... where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Please listen regularly.
Every day, please.
Every day, please. And also, please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. We are trying to get to 100 ratings.
Come on,
folks.
We are
stuck on 92. So please rate the show. All right, Patrick, we like to end these new music episodes with a cover.
Yes,
we can find one. A new cover of an old song.
And when you say it's mostly Jim.
That's why
it's always like, you're going to love this.
I'm really, really surprised by this. This is a pairing between song and artist I never, ever would have expected. It's one of those Spotify singles.
Yeah.
You know, they get artists and they come in and they record something. And the artist is the great John Prine.
Oh, nice.
With the Secret Sisters. He just recorded a cover of the Stevie Wonder song, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Now, what do you think about that song?
I've always kind of liked it.
Okay. Because I think to most Stevie Wonder fans...
The Square Circle album.
Yeah. I think to most Stevie Wonder fans, this is a bit of a misstep, I think, is what people think. But, you know, if John Prine said, that's the one I want to do, there must be some merit to the song.
Yeah,
and no one would ever dispute Stevie Wonder's greatness as a songwriter.
No.
So let's hear the John Prine version. Maybe you'll get something new out of it.
So there you go.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain. No flowers bloom. No wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something new, made up of these three words I say to you. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July.
I'm going to get weirder than you are.